busy day today. The Roys, Elaine Roy is going to call in. I don't know if you've heard the Roys yet. You probably have. They're all over the place. They've been traveling everywhere. They must be awfully tired. They have a new CD, A New Day Dawning. It's equally as good as Lonesome Whistle, which is their past CD, most recent CD. A lot of good up-tempo stuff. A lot of really good nostalgic kind of family feeling things I get. I went to Nashville yesterday. I listened to it several times driving back and forth just to be in the car alone and kind of get every note and word in my head. And just a neat sound. And their family, they have that family harmony that you look for that's always so special when those family voices blend together. And just a nice sound. They're going to call in, or at least Elaine's going to call in around 3 o'clock today. So stick around for that. That'll be fun. Right now we have the Roys on the phone. And we're going to talk to them about the good stuff they're doing. And hold on just a second. Let me plug them in, make sure we can hear. All right. How's that, guys?
Well, we're here. Okay,
oh,
hello.
Good. I can hear you real well. So we have Lee and Elaine Roy on the phone. And you guys are calling in? You guys are calling in from where?
We're in Henderson, Kentucky, doing the Bluegrass in the Park today. We did a set earlier and getting ready to do a set here in a little bit. And just a beautiful day here and sharing the stage with some great artists and having a good time.
Well, I hope you're getting the same kind of weather I have. I'm up in northern Kentucky, and today is the day that you want to open your windows up and let all the wind blow through. It's sunny. It's dropped about 20 degrees. You know, we've been having this unbelievable oppressive heat like the rest of the country, but today is one of those picture-perfect days.
So yeah, it's absolutely beautiful here, too. Nice breeze and sun is shining, but nobody's sweating, so it's awesome.
That's good. That's good. So you did a set earlier. When did you do your first set down there?
We had our first set at 10 a.m. this morning. We kicked off the whole day here, and just some great bluegrass here today. Special Consensus with Sierra Hall and Cupland River, and just some great bands. And Ronnie Reno's here today. And,
wow.
And so we'll be doing another set here in a little bit, and getting to meet the folks and shake some hands, and enjoying life right now. It's been a really great ride for Elaine and I.
Well, one of your songs is about, you know, basically you can drive as fast as you want, but I'm going to still be here. And I love the whole sentiment of that song, too. I was mentioning earlier before we went on, before you called in, that as I introduced some of the songs, we've played about four cuts from the new one, and I played Lonesome Whistle, a lot of that last weekend before. But you have, and as I was talking to you on the phone, the people and listeners didn't hear it, there's this family harmony. And I will tell you this, because I took a road trip to Nashville yesterday, and I look at the set list that I come in and do, and I have a lot of these family harmony things just by accident, because I think it gets stuck in my head, and that's why the folks have been here, and Jim and Jesse and the Osborne brothers and you and all kinds of nice brother family type singing things. And you both definitely have that family harmony. And here's the question I wanted to ask, and we'll talk about the new CD, which is New Day Dawning, which we've already played four cuts from, and we'll do some more of that a little bit later. But let me ask you, how do you figure out, and I know you were young and you started playing and singing, how do you figure out you can do this harmony singing? When does that occur to you?
You know, I don't know. I've been singing for a while, and then we picked up, you know, the mandolin and the drums and the bass, and so that was kind of fun. You know, we get to jam together, and then we just started singing, and then he would kind of, you know, jump in, and then he would sing, and I would jump in, and, you know, we never thought anything of it. We just thought it was fun, and we all get together with our family and say, you guys should do this together. You guys, you know, your voices, the harmonies are so incredible, and we didn't even know what it was. We were just having fun, and as I say, now I can't get rid of them. It's like, what's it like?
Well, that was going to be my question. Do you realize when you're first doing it, and maybe you didn't, that you're actually singing harmony?
You know, I don't know that for us, when we started singing together, that we thought of it as harmony as much as just, you know, blending the vocals together. And for us, it's never a thing of trying to figure out what the harmony part is. It's always, I always say, you know, whatever key she's singing in, I just sing it at a comfortable key for me, and it ends up being a harmony. And it really is. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, even people that are around harmonies a lot will say they love our harmonies because we go from fifths to thirds a lot in our harmony lines, and so we blend a lot of the three part together without really having that third part. And it's just one of those things that, you know, I think subconsciously it comes out that way. It's not something we really try to do.
So when they say you're doing fifths and thirds, you're saying, yeah, that's what we're going for.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally planned.
Well, the new CD, New Day Dawning, is there's seven cuts on that, and I've played four already this morning. And we talked a little bit earlier before we went on the air that the Lonesome Whistle CD, when did that come out again? I don't have that right in front of me. How old is the Lonesome Whistle CD?
Lonesome Whistle was released March of 2011. So it's pretty much a year and a half old already.
Yeah.
And then the new CD gets released on the 28th of August. And then we'll have another one shortly thereafter. We've cut two EPs. This is the first one's going to be released, and the second one should be early spring or early summer next year.
Hey, I have a question for you, Elaine. What does EP stand for?
Well, extended.
Is that what it is? Or is it excellent?
I have no idea.
Well, I wasn't trying to put...
Extended play, I think.
Extended
sure.
play or excellent play? I wasn't trying to put you on the spot.
No, excellent
but
play. That's
excellent.
We're
going to go with excellent. Most excellent play. You guys are going to be, I'm in the northern part of Kentucky, and we talked about the weather being the same, and you're going to be this Friday, and I'm going to follow you down there. I'm not going to stalk you or follow you down. I'm going to be down at Willie's in Lexington. You're going to be down there and this Friday the 17th, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We went and did a show up in Kentucky a while back, and they asked if we wanted to go play there, and we did, and had such a great time. There's a great bluegrass band by the name of Newtown, and their bass player, Terry Poirier, is actually a friend of ours, friend of ours.
Yeah, Terry does a show on Worldwide Bluegrass.
Terry for a long time.
Yeah, good guy.
So they asked if we wanted to come back and kind of looked at the calendar as what would work, and it just happens that we're playing in North Carolina on Thursday. And we're playing in Illinois on Saturday, so it was just a good fit to swing on up through the hills there and stop in Lexington and do a show next Friday night, so we're looking forward to that.
Well, you've been pretty much nonstop because I know that Martha Moore's been trying to track you down and get back to me so we could hook up here. And it's just from looking at your schedule, you've just been nonstop mobile.
It really has been an incredible year for us. You know, last year was really busy. This year is beyond, what we thought it was going to be. So 150 shows on the books this year. We've been to Canada, to Australia, all kinds of great, incredible places, and just loving what we're doing.
So are you pretty sick of each other by now?
No, I think we got that out of the way a long time
ago.
Well,
I have
playing music and doing it together is, I think, the way that we both always saw it happening, and it makes it for a lot of fun.
Well, Lee, I have a sister, and I love her dearly. She's a wonderful person. I'm not sure I could travel with her that much.
Well, we love our iPods.
All right. Okay, you have your iPods. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
As I look through this set on the new Day Dawning, and you say you're going to have another EP, which now we know what that stands for. There's up tempo. There's these nice ballads, and I get this feeling from. And remind me, by the way, to ask you about all the accolades and nominations you've been getting. But let's get back to the CD for a second. There's a real nostalgic family feel that I get from a lot of these tunes, and I know that's not an accident. But tell me, it's not an accident. What are you doing when Grandpa's? Gosh, I played Grandpa's Barn earlier. Someone's in the chat room talking about their grandparents' barn. So we have Grandpa's Barn, Living Scrapbook. Tell me a little bit about what you're going for on those things.
Well, Elaine and I, we had one lady that actually kind of summed it up best. She said, when we listen to your records, we feel like we're getting the traditional bluegrass, the traditional country, and gospel all wrapped up together.
There you go.
And that's kind of what we try to shoot for. We try to be a positive and uplifting with our music, and we want people to tap their feet and sing along and clap their hands, and we want them to leave our show feeling inspired and uplifted. If they're going through a tough time or in the case of Grandpa's Barn, it never fails. Someone's always just lost a grandfather or a father or a mentor, and that song means something to them, and that's what we really want to do with our music. There's way too much negativity in the world, and the last thing Elaine and I want to do is sing about that. We want to try to uplift people from their daily, their daily lives.
Well, you're definitely uplifting. There are, I have to be honest, there's a couple, and I guess it depends on how it affects the listener, but there's a couple tearjerkers almost in there where you think, yeah, man, I remember that barn. We all had that barn, at least in Kentucky. We all had a barn and we could go to with our grandparents.
Yeah.
And it just kind of actually gets to you.
Yeah, that's the thing. For me, I love songs that have some substance and that make you, if it's an up-tempo, fun thing, I want to have your feet moving and your head bobbing and singing along. And if it's a ballad, it it means a lot when it affects people. There's a song on this new CD called Daddy to Me that I think anybody that's lost their father can refer to this and can relate to this and it's just songs like that to me that really really have meat and really affect people.
Well, you're definitely touching a chord, and with, like I said, Daddy to Me, Grandpa's Barn, Living Scrapbook, Elaine. That tell me a little bit about those words and what you're thinking when you sing the lead on that.
Yeah, Living Scrapbook is a title that I got from watching the Home Network, and the judge were on there, and it was like a documentary about their life on the road, and Naomi said to Wynonna, you know, this is our Living Scrapbook, and I just struck a chord with me. I thought, man, there's a song in there somewhere. So I wrote it down, and then just, looking, I have a wall at my house with all of our family photos on there, and just looking at all those photos, I was like, that is my Living Scrapbook. I mean, me with my mother, or with Lee, when we were kids on the beach, or with his kids on the beach, or just hanging out with friends, or, everybody has a Living Scrapbook. So I just got together with Steve Dean and said, this is my idea, we can make something of it. He said, absolutely. So we just took, everyday memories of our lives and made it into a song, and it means a lot to me, and I hope people enjoy it.
Oh, it's a great tune, and as you've described it, is exactly what a listener's going to pick up on, that's something that touched you and meant something to you, and you've put it together to explain all of those things about the here and now and the Living Scrapbook. It's a beautiful tune. Beautiful tune.
Oh, cool.
The Fast As We Roll, and again, I told you I was listening again alone in the car. I'd heard it before, but Fast As We Roll, of course, when you're driving on the interstate, you do think about that. I'm going to get there just about the time you do, but Fast As We Roll, and all these people buzzing by you, but it's more than just about where you're driving to. It's about living now.
It is. That song, I got with a really just two great friends of mine in town, Brian White and Janae Flanore. And Janae Flanore, people will know, a big song she wrote. She co-wrote I Am Scum for the Grassfuls.
Yeah.
And, just a great songwriter, a great fiddle player. She's actually on the road with Blake Shelton, and just a phenomenal lady. And we got together, and she had the idea for the song. It was just the whole thing of, it life passes us by so fast, and, it seems like if we can squeeze one more thing out of a second, we all go for it. And sometimes you just have to slow down a little bit and enjoy the moment. That's what this song is about, the whole thing about the kids. My kids aren't getting any younger. And
right.
You start to look at that, and you start to realize that it's not so cool to hang out with mom and dad anymore, and you wish that you could make some more memories. And it's just that whole life cycle and wanting to slow down a little bit. And it's one of those songs that when we got in the studio, I played it for Elaine, and it was a no-brainer. We were going to cut it. And we got the studio and did it, and I think everybody felt that it was going to be a kind of a sleeper on the album. And so far, it's been a great review. We've been doing it live, and it's been people have been coming up and asking about that song and what CD it's on. And so I think it'll have some good legs, and hopefully it'll kind of just propel us up the ladder a little bit further.
Well, it definitely resonates, and the point of it, and the way I put it is this: is you can't buy this time back.
No.
You can rush as much as you want, and you can get as much as you want, but when it's all done, this time is gone. It's not like you put it in the bank and you can go back and revisit it. You really have to pay attention to what's going on right now, and I think that's what you're talking about.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. Time is a commodity that they don't manufacture. So.
That's right. That's right. Hey, listen, I know that you were you're getting a lot of acclaim, and you're traveling everywhere. I know you're real busy, but... I would let you explain some of the nominations, some of the things that you've been picked out for, and what you've been doing on that side of it.
Well, we've been blessed. It's there's an association in Nashville called Power Source, and they're a faith based chart. They monitor bluegrass and country, and they've been very, very good to us. They've played a lot of our music, and we've been blessed to win the 2009 and 2010 ICM Inspirational Country Music Vocal Duo of the Year.
Wow.
This past year, we picked up the Bluegrass Artist of the Year. And this year, so far, we're still in the hunt for three big ones this year: Bluegrass Artists, Vocal Duo, and Entertainers of the Year this year. So very blessed with that. And we got a few Nod's next round of batting with Mays for Emerging Artist, and Trailblazers up for Song, and very proud of the fact that my sister's up for Female Vocalist for the next round of voting with the IBMAs. So it's been a great run, and just very excited what the future holds. And actually, there's a song on Lonesome Whistle called I Wonder What God's Thinking that actually was our first number one off Whistle. Good for that, coming up here at the ICM Week. And, you know, just a lot of great things. And you know, Elaine and I don't take anything for granted. We take everything with the utmost humility. And you know, we stay humbled, and we understand that we've been given this gift and this opportunity. And we also know that gift, this opportunity, can be taken away from us. And we know that we're gonna cherish every moment for as long as we can. And when the people get sick of us, we'll go work at Walmart.
Will you let me know which Walmart you're at so I can bring my banjo in and we can take a break every once in a while?
Sure, there you go.
Hopefully that won't happen anytime soon. So you're in Henderson today, and you're probably going to be somewhere before you get to Lexington next Friday. Where's that going to be?
Well, we're gonna leave Henderson. We're gonna get to go home for a couple of days. We can do our laundry. That's always an exciting thing for us to have clean laundry. And then we head up to Marion, North Carolina, and then Lexington, Kentucky, and then Arcola, Illinois, I believe, next weekend. And after that, I have no idea where we're gonna be.
Somebody will tell you where to show up, and you'll be there. Well, listen, I do appreciate, I know you're getting ready to do another set, and I know you're busy and working, and gosh, I really appreciate both of you. When Martha first told me, she thought that Elaine would be available. She wasn't sure about Lee. I'm really glad both of you had a chance to call in, and I will tell you this, from listening to your music, speaking to you, oops, they just went away. You're back, aren't you?
Hey, I don't know what happened. We just,
it's all right.
I know it's my little service thing was switching towers and it disconnected.
That's okay. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you calling in and having listened to your music alone in the car for a long time, and now speaking to you, it confirms what I felt about what you were expressing in your song, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you guys next Friday down at Lexington at Willie's.
Yeah, it'll be awesome to see you again. Absolutely.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for calling in, guys. And then if you happen to tune in to Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass on Worldwide Bluegrass, you're going to hear some of your stuff.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a great friend. We appreciate it.
Hey, take care. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was fun. That's always nice when they take the time on the road like that. It's a busy, busy life. Boy, if you look at the Roy's schedule up to today, they've been everywhere, and they're going to be everywhere, and you really need to check them out. New Day Dawning comes out the end of August. Lonesome Whistle, as she said, has been out since last year. Just good harmonies, good music, and it is feel-good music. Not at the expense of not being genuine. When you listen to it and you hear what they're saying, and now that I've talked to them, I know they're really singing about what they believe in their hearts, and it's good music, and I can't wait to see them in Lexington next Friday. So that was fun. That was a good time. It's always worth it. I hope you all enjoyed that. I did. The Roys are everywhere. They are so busy. They happened to be in Lexington last night, and I am communicating with you from the Bluegrass State, what I call the forehead of the state, as opposed to the heart. It's up in the northern part. So they were in Lexington last night at a little place called Willie's. Drove down to see them and confirm some of my suspicions about this band. They're really good. They were really nice on the phone. Their recordings sound good, and I will tell you this, that they don't leave everything in the recording studio. They get on stage and they perform, and just a nice set. I really enjoyed it. Nice drive back home, just kind of thinking about what I'd seen, and boy, if the Roys come through your town, I know right now they're heading to Illinois, then they're going to Canada, then they're going all over the place, and they're going to be on XM Radio. I think they're going to rent a room for them at XM Radio so they can go in there and talk every day. They're going to do an in-studio session at WSM at some point, so they're everywhere. If they come through your town, you ought to go find them and see them because it's really entertaining. Just Elaine and Leroy, I appreciate your show last night and looking forward to more good stuff from you. I know they will have another EP coming out sometime next year. By then, we're going to find out what EP stands for. It is an extended play because it's only 7 songs, so somewhere we're going to find out what EP stands for. Hey, how about the Roys? We've talked about the Roys a lot. Had them on the show about a month or so ago. And I told you, you better catch them while you can, because they just busted out on the charts, debuted at number 2 on Billboard's Bluegrass charts. It's a good band, great music, nice, nice people, they really are. Catch them now before they get in those big stadiums and you're paying a couple $100 a piece to get in and see the Roys. You're going to miss them if you don't get to see them now, or pay a lot. Pay a little now, pay a lot later, I guess. So happy for them. Such nice people, and such good music. New Day Dawning. Their CD finally hit the streets, and it busted out at number 2. Real proud of them. Real happy for them also.